Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 63.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Hello guys, this is the Nard.
And this is the not going to finish watching the season of American Idol ex Cali Bear.
Oh, why not?
out of response to the fact that I think America made the dumbest mistake on that show ever by voting Chris Daughtry off.
Oh, okay.
He so clearly, to me at least, was the guy who should have won, and apparently a lot of other people agree. His being voted off of American Idol last night was so shocking, and to be quite honest with you, I could care less about the final three. I mean, Elliot and Catherine at this point just need to thank whatever god they pray to, because they're very lucky they have a very strong fan base, and I know there's a lot of people out there who like Taylor Hicks, but when I see Taylor Hicks perform, with as spastic as he is, he looks like a white boy trying to impersonate Ray Charles. And he really gets on my nerves, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could care less about the rest of the season. So, but the good news is for those of you out there who haven't heard yet, apparently 10 minutes after American Idol went off the air, the rock band Fuel got in contact with Chris Daughtry and offered him a job to be their new lead singer.
Wow.
Yes, so he hasn't announced if he's taken the job yet or not, so.
Oh, okay. I bet he's going to take it, yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. That's
Fuel,
good.
You said, right? Fuel?
Fuel, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I saw them at Voodoo Fest about 2 years ago, I think. They're pretty cool. They're a cool band. But, yeah, well, you were watching American Idol. What did I watch last Wednesday? No, when is it? Last Tuesday. I was watching Bird Flu.
Oh, why? Why were you watching that?
I don't know. And I was even eating chicken wings.
Oh, dear God.
I don't know. You know, I was just flipping the channels and, oh, Bird Flu. Okay. And then I realized I was eating chicken wings and stuff.
So, I refused to watch it because it's just like when they did that movie about Y2K. It just makes
people
panic.
It's similar to that panic. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's propaganda. It's something, it's not really, I don't know, it's not realistic, as far as I know.
Ripped from tomorrow's headlines. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not supporting any movie that stars Stacy Keach anyway, so.
Well, what do you call this? I remember, what movie was that? The Day After Tomorrow, is that right? The Day After Tomorrow where everything froze up?
The Day After Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, it's highly improbable, just like this one. I mean, I'm quite sure it's not that serious. I mean, God, just showing 2 million, 3 million people dying. I don't think it would reach that point. I mean, you know, it's just exaggeration. It's just really a scare tactic. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what it is. It's a movie just made to elicit fear out of people. You know, Alan Cumming said a great line in the movie Reefer Madness, the musical, and that line was, when danger is near, exploit their fear. And that's exactly what this movie is. It's exploiting our fear of bird flu. You know what? If we're going to die, we're going to die, okay?
Mm. Yeah. But anyway.
But I did a critic who reviewed the bird flu movie by saying that if the bird flu pandemic pans out like it was portrayed in this movie, he chooses to eat chicken and just die so that we have to suffer through the stupidity.
Uh-oh. I was getting
that
caught.
I love that critic.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, hey, somebody was calling. Anyway, Mike was calling. I'll call him later. Anyway, okay, so what do we have in this
our show?
He was trying to call me. Anyway, okay, so what do we have for this show? Guilty pleasures.
Yes, we're going to talk about our guilty pleasures. Everybody has them.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has them. We're going to reveal our top three guilty pleasures.
Well, so far that I could remember, I could think of right now, yeah. And of course, sex toys.
That's, yeah, for those of you, for those of you who have not heard the news, South Carolina, apparently the government there has nothing better to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to pass a bill to where it's not only going to be illegal to sell sex toys in South Carolina, but apparently They want to also make it to where if you own a sex toy, it's considered contraband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk about that more later. And then shout-outs and a few drunk dials. All right, so stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. So, tell me, Roy, what is your guilty pleasure?
You mean right now or of all time?
Okay, of all time.
I was going to say, because if it was right now, I hate saying it, but my guilty pleasure right now is, and I'm just throwing this one in for free, please don't anybody think differently of me, but my guilty pleasure right now is that Disney Channel movie, High School Musical.
Okay.
I really did not want to watch this thing, but working in the Disney store myself, we see nothing but clips all the time of this thing. And when kids come into the store and the clips come on, they freeze. They stop what they're doing. They look at the television screen like the children of the damned, and they sing along to the music. It's like something pre-programmed in their head, and I'm going, okay, I need to see what the hell this thing's all about. Why is it making these children stop? So... I watched it, and I hate to say it, I like it.
Really? Know? Oh, God. That's what they say about musicals. Some people, some friends of mine would say they don't like musicals because they don't like the idea of people just bursting out into song whenever something happens, you know. So this is pretty much the same, and you liked it.
I liked it, and, well, I like musicals, but I just don't like made-for-Disney Channel movies. They're horrible. But... there was just something that the thing about this movie is that it's like Grease without the naughtiness. It's basically the same plot as Grease,
mm-hmm.
You know. But I liked it, and Chris is going to hate me for this, but I'm probably going to own it when it comes out on DVD.
Oh, so. Goodness!
But anyway, that's my guilty pleasure du jour. So,
right.
As for guilty pleasures of all time, well, I'll reveal mine if you reveal yours.
Well, I don't know. Not really of all time. It's really just for now that I could remember.
Okay. Well, I'll reveal one, then you reveal one, and we'll bounce back and forth.
Okay, well, probably the last ones would be food, something like that, okay?
Oh, I'm saving a big one for last.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got a big one for you, baby.
All right. All right, so let's see. Well, since I'm a geek, in a way, I like... going to a store and just being around computers.
Oh, my.
That's pretty much, you know, the geek in me. Just if I'm in trouble or, like, if I'm upset or I need some comfort, I go to Circuit City or I go to Best Buy and go around the computers. I don't know. It's just me. I mean, is that a guilty pleasure or what?
I guess it can be considered a guilty pleasure. I mean, the definition of guilty pleasure is so broad.
Yeah,
know,
pretty
so.
Much. Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's things that you overindulge with that you're embarrassed to admit that you overindulge in. So if you overindulge in geeking out at a computer store, then yeah, that's a guilty pleasure.
Okay, all right.
Okay, my turn. All right. One of my all-time biggest guilty pleasures is Lay's salt and vinegar potato chips.
Oh, those are yummy.
I have been known to eat a whole bag by myself in a single sitting, like in a half hour or less, which is not good since I'm diabetic, but I can't help them. I can't help it. They are good. I try other salt and vinegar potato chips, and they're too vinegary for me, and I can't stand them, but there's just something about the balance of the salt and vinegar in the Lay's chips that, in fact, my mouth is watering just thinking about them right now, that I just love them. So that's definitely a guilty pleasure.
Well, saves you from dipping it in the vinegar, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all in one bag. You can do it, bring it in the theater. Have you tried eating it in the theater?
No.
I don't think so. No. I wouldn't think so. People would might complain.
Then again, you know, I don't sneak food in the theater, but this is the guy with theater hops, so go fig.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
I only break one rule when it comes to movies.
Yeah.
Okay, so next, what's another one of yours?
All right, okay, it's about a TV show.
I think I know which one.
I think you know. And I'm so sad that I'm now watching the last of it in DVD. What else?
Gee, what show could this be, Maynard?
Yeah, it's Smallville. I've been watching this for about 2 months now. You know, all the DVDs and you know I liked it. It's just something that I'm indulging with. And whenever Mike calls, what are you doing? Oh, I'm watching Smallville again. Then the next day I'm saying, I'm watching Smallville again. It's just me. I mean, it's the last DVD right now, so probably I'd be watching the rest on TV now. So
yeah, see, I got into Smallville in, like, the first few seasons, but then when they started breaking away from the mythology of Superman's story, I started losing interest in it. And then, I mean, I've caught bits and pieces here this season. It's just been way ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've lost interest in the series.
Oh, okay.
A guilty pleasure of mine, actually, the next one I'm going to reveal does involve television as well. I can't believe I'm admitting this. The Maury Povich Show.
Oh, okay. Gosh. That's an old
one. I hate to admit it. I love the Maury. And I love I love the paternity tests, and I love the little... I love the little ghetto girls who come up, y'all don't know me, whatever, you know, and they go to prison or whatever, and they get scared straight and all that stuff. And I love watching the reactions to the paternity test because it makes my pathetic life look so much better.
Kind of reminds me of, a low-scale Jerry Springer back in the old days, okay?
Yeah, it's Jerry Springer without... The violence.
Without
so.
The fights. Gosh.
Can you believe that Jerry Springer this week is celebrating his 3,000th episode?
Wow, Jerry Springer's 3,000 already? Wow.
3,000 episodes already. I think it's on Friday night. So I think that's when this episode comes out, is Friday. So Friday is his 3,000th episode. That's scary.
It is. I wonder until when we're going to do Bear Podcast. Going to reach 3,000.
Oh, God. If we get to 3,000 with this show, I'll probably be like in a walker. I'll have a hunky little house boy who walks around naked, and I poke him with a cane once in a while going, dance for daddy!
Yeah, I'll just be probably walking Leroy, many wolves, many hugs.
Dance his ex-cali. Oops, I pooped my pants, you know.
All right. Well,
one more.
Okay. Now this time for me, it's food. Okay. You might find it weird. I don't know if some people there in the audience are indulging in this. It's something that it's pretty much like a default food for me, and I enjoy it a lot. Ramen noodles with egg.
With egg?
Yeah. I guess it's the Filipino in me. Yeah, you put, cook the ramen noodles for 3 minutes, and then when it's about to be cooked, put in an egg and mix it up so the yellow and white, it would look like a egg drop soup with noodles, something like
that. Okay, so it looks like basically you're fixing chow mein if somebody comes in it?
Yeah, it's something like that, uh-huh.
That's tasty!
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's pretty much what I can think of right now. Actually, I was thinking... throwing in some, let's say, pizza with anchovies, but that's pretty much normal for some people, so.
One more for me. Okay, this one I think people can kind of see coming, but this is probably my biggest guilty pleasure. That is obsessing over Disney.
Oh, goodness. I thought that's one of the first ones. So now it's still Disney. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, I hate to admit it. I mean, look, I work for the Disney store, for Christ's sake. I mean, I have been obsessed with Disney my entire life, and as I get older and older and older, the obsession just gets larger and larger and larger. I know Disneyland like the back of my hand. I watch pretty much anything that they put out, except with the exception of movies like Snow Dogs and stuff like that. That's like kryptonite to me.
Mm-hmm.
But the animated movies, I know too much useless Disney trivia that it's pathetic. I used to compete in Disney trivia competitions nationwide. I obsess over the Mickey Mouse Club, and I'm talking about all three incarnations, the 1951 with Annette Funicello, the 1970s one with that girl that went on to play Blair in The Facts of Life, and, of course, the one that made Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera stars, you know, all that junk. Kids Incorporated, God, what else? Bear in the Big Blue House, I mean, you name it. I obsess over it. That is probably my biggest guilty pleasure, is just obsessing over the Disney Company.
So tell me, are you obsessed with It's a Small World?
Okay, well, there are some exceptions.
It's a Small World.
Don't. No. Oh, God, that song drives me
crazy. Oh, my God, that drove me crazy. I wanted to get out of the boat when I was writing that.
I'll never forget this one time, though, that I was on the ride, and I was on the boat with a bunch of kids. And this little kid actually stood up in the middle of the nowhere, in the middle of the ride, singing, "Shut the fuck up!" I'll never forget it. It killed me. I mean, I'm sitting there just cracking up. And, of course, you know, the girl got spanked right there on the ride. But I think she spoke for everybody inside the ride at that point.
Oh, goodness.
But the thing is as annoying as that ride is, it's a tradition to ride it when you go to the theme park.
I mean,
you have to ride it at least once because it's a classic.
Guys, if you've been on one and there's someone you know who hasn't ridden one, you have to let them suffer it too.
Exactly, just so they can understand.
That's right.
But just listening to that song for 30 seconds is enough.
Oh, goodness, I remember that. Like, I think I was there about 99 and I first tried it, the one on Disney World. Oh, gosh, I can never forget that. And everybody who I ask hated it.
Yeah, it's an obnoxious song. That one and also that song, There's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow from the Carousel of Progress. Oh, God, I hate that song.
But anyway, so I guess, well, those are guilty pleasures, okay. Huh?
If you have any guilty pleasures that you feel like revealing, you can either put it in our show notes on our website at www.bearpodcast.com. You can call us on our voice line at 206-222-BEAR, or you can email the NARD.
Mm-hmm.
And where can we email you at?
bearchaser@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can email me, and I have a new email address, people. My new email address is excalibertx, that's all one word, excalibertx@yahoo.com.
Okay, how about some sex toys?
Oh, you mean like the butt plug I have in my ass right now?
That's right. Or do, is that the same
excuse
thing
me
that
while
I
pull this. Excuse me while I pull it out. Okay, there we go.
All right, so, yeah, we've been going around and reading some stuff, and we found out about South Carolina.
Do they honestly have nothing better to do?
That's,
I mean,
right.
there is more problems, I think, in that state than sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first they take away sodomy, now they're taking away sex toys. You can't take away both. Keep us something.
That's
Jesus.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me read the article here from thestate.com. Okay, Bill would make sale of sex toys illegal in South Carolina. All right.
Yeah.
Columbia, South Carolina, Sugar and Spice manager Pat Iron says, a proposal to outlaw the sale of sex toys in South Carolina is outrageous. But banning the sale of sex toys is actually quite common in some southern states. But yeah, that's true. Here in Texas, I think, too. And
oh, yeah.
The South Carolina bill, proposed by Republican Representative Ralph Davenport, would make
surprise, it's a fucking Republican.
Uh-huh. Would make it a felony to sell devices used primarily for sexual stimulation and allow law enforcement to seize sex toys from raided businesses. The measure would add sex toys to the state's obscenity law, which already prohibit the dissemination and advertisement of obscene materials.
Dissemination? Wait a minute. Let's go back. Insemination of obscene materials. What? So it's
no
illegal...
dissemination and advertising.
Oh, okay. At first, I was going to say, what? It's illegal to come on porno pics now. What? What?
So people convicted under obscenity law, under this obscenity laws, face up to 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Isn't that ridiculous? If you get caught with a dildo in your ass, you get 5 years in prison. No.
5 years for having a dildo in your ass. When you're going to go to prison, you're going to have the real thing in your ass anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, so what do you think? I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean,
I think it's stupid, to be honest with you. It's absolutely stupid and unnecessary. And it harkens back to, you know, like the discussion that I had a long time ago. It harkens back to the fact that we're a nation that was founded by prudes. And there's still people who have that prudish spirit inside of them, and this is a clear example of that. There is more important things to worry about. We've got the war in Iraq going on right now. We have the latest scandal about, you know, the spy services, the government spy services that are sponsored by the Bush White House selling our phone numbers to Sprint and all that so that they could spy on us. We've got gas crisis, we have world hunger going on, we have, you know, bird flu possibly coming to kill us and all this stuff, and they're worried about people shoving dildos up their ass.
Well, also for the straight women, I guess they like, well, not really necessarily straight, but the women also, of course, when they're using it, putting in their, I don't want to say it, vaginas.
In their vagina.
The vagina. In their vagina.
I hate that word vagina. I've always hated that word vagina because it sounds rough and brutal. It actually sounds like a German dominatrix bitch slapping the shit out of you. Vagina! You know? I've always hated that word. But anyway, yeah, it is ridiculous. It honestly is. And to be honest with you, I find it as an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, actually, that's what I think. I think invasion of privacy, or, you know, privacy laws should go first if ever anyone is convicted over this. I think there's going to be some kind of precedence, you know. That's what I think. That of course, that's what happened with the sodomy law, right? Wherein it was struck out because it you know, invades privacy. I mean, you know, Your privacy is more important, so that's what...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, I mean, I know that I'm going to a state where sex toys are banned, but they're still sold, and the way that they found a way of getting around it, of course, is it says for novelty purposes only and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, I actually saw a dildo that had a label on there saying this is a cake decoration.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like going, yeah, I want a cock sticking in the middle of my cake. Sure, this is a cake decoration, you know.
Yeah. Actually, I have some correspondence for us, some people here in Texas and one in New Orleans. And let me play...
Oh, the New Orleans one should be interesting.
Yeah. Let's play the one in New Orleans because it's a first-hand experience. Hold on.
Okay,
everyone, I'm here with my friend in New Orleans. His name is Ed. How are you doing, Ed?
I'm fine. And you, man?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. So tell me, how long have you had the store there in the French Quarter?
10 years now.
10 years now? Wow. So what do you primarily sell?
We primarily sell adult novelty and lingerie, dancewear.
Okay. Adult novelties as in sex toys, right?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, how is the law? What does the law state about selling of toys there?
The law states that you cannot sell any device used for the stimulation of the vagina, penis, or anal.
Okay.
So, you know, basically, mostly all the toys, as you know, say, are sold as novelty only. They came in for Mardi Gras and tried to enforce this law. And all we did was put up the sign saying that all the devices that look like penises, all the penis-shaped devices are costume purpose only, which we are a costume town, and all the vibrators are for massage purpose only, and pretty much we're within the law.
Ah, okay, that's cool. So, you, how is it again? You can, I cannot tell you that you cannot use this to stimulate your clitoris, is that, or anally, or something like that. Yeah. So, okay. So there's no problem. So it has been there. The law has been there. It's just that it's not being enforced. Is that why?
It's just not being enforced. The funny part was the person who was coming to enforce the law and give us the papers and everything, he was a customer. So he was.
Okay.
So, you know, the policeman was put in an awkward situation, but, you know, he had his orders from higher up.
Ah, I see. Okay. He's a customer himself. That's kind of funny. Well, okay. So, all right. So, thank you very much. And thank you very much for the info.
No problem. No problem, okay. Man. At any time.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. What do you think?
Oh, my God. Well, at least they found a loophole. Are we recording?
Yeah, we are recording still. Okay. We've been recording. Actually, I can't believe I said clitoris. Oh, clitoris.
Bad name. You said clitoris.
Clitoris in the show. All right, okay.
The galloping clitoris.
Yeah, so you cannot use it. You cannot, they cannot state that, you can, that you're supposed to use it, that you can use it to stimulate your private parts. Yeah, so
it's ridiculous. It really is. And you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to bust into the houses to see if we have paraphernalia? You know, are they going to see that we have vibrating butt plugs and rabbits and whatever? I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
I mean, what if they come in and they see something that they mistake as a dildo and it turns out to be a candle holder? You know,
or it could be a, you know, candle that looks like a dick.
Exactly.
Which would. All right. So actually, I got to talk to my friend Julio also. Let me play his audio too. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I have here Julio, and he's the risk reduction specialist that I interviewed before. Hello, Julio.
How you doing?
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. In this show, we're talking about sex toys.
Okay.
Sex toys. All right. So. Tell me about, in Texas, how many dildos are you allowed to have?
Okay. In the state of Texas, you're only allowed to carry 2 dildos on your person. Anything more than 2 is intent to distribute, and it's against the law in the state of Texas.
Okay.
In your house, you could have as many as you want, but if you're transporting them in the car or your bag or something like that, the minimum is 2. It's also against the law in Texas to get a lifelike dildo, meaning a rubber one with the testicles, the veins, the real...
The foreskin.
Yeah, okay. The real lifelike. It's against the law to sell them without a therapist prescription.
What?
You need a therapist prescription in order to buy one and to sell one. And if you go to a lot of the adult bookstores, they carry some, but not a big selection, like in San Francisco, Las Vegas, New York, and that's the reason why, because, again, it's against the law to sell those without a prescription. Mm-hmm. Also, in the state of Texas, you can have sex, you know, what they call sex toy parties, and during those sex...
It's like a Tupperware party.
Like a Tupperware party.
But it's a sex toy party.
Right.
Okay.
You could discuss what the dildos are for, meaning, you know, for anal or vaginal sex, but you cannot sell one. Or you could just sell them, but you cannot describe what they're used for. If you describe what they're used for and you sell one, it's against the law. A woman in Richardson, Texas, was doing one of those sex toy parties, and the cops in Richardson, Texas, got tipped off, and they sent an undercover woman in there, and the woman told people what they were for and was actually selling them, and she got arrested and she was prosecuted.
Wow.
So yeah, Texas has a lot of backwards laws.
All right. So yeah, so that Julio is my sex toy correspondent. All right. So okay, thank you very much, Julio.
Thank you.
What do you think of that?
You need a prescription from your therapist to get a dildo.
Isn't that funny?
Doctor, I'm mentally unstable. I need to be fucked by a piece of plastic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that'll cure me.
Here's a prescription. You'll go to the adult bookstore down the road.
Oh, dear God. And I think you can have as many as you want in your home, but you can't carry more than two in your car. Who the fuck's going to carry more than two in their car? I mean, come on.
That's right. That's why I remember when I was talking to him before, when he was flying, he had to ship stuff because I don't know why he's buying a lot of dildos one time. For some reason, I don't know. He had to ship them. He has to have it shipped instead of carrying them on the plane, because if they scan it, you have about... if you have three dildos, then you'll get arrested. But if you have two, that's okay. So, guys,
dildos, public enemy number one is sex toys, apparently.
So, guys, remember, do not bring more than two dildos in your person when you're around Texas.
So don't bring more than two dildos when you go to Bear Watch, basically.
Well, in that case, who needs dildos if you can get the real thing, right?
True. Exactly. Exactly. But still, that's just... The thing that cracked me up was... That was the first time I ever heard about the sex toys party.
Yeah,
And the mental image that I got was like a Tupperware party, except with sex toys. Like,
yeah.
And this dildo will keep hot dog buns fresh for days. You know, stuff like that.
Then they would say, ooh, mm-hmm. Ah.
And they got the dildo that makes it easier for you to spread mayonnaise on your bread, and it comes shooting out of the cock like cum. This easy mayonnaise dispenser. Look at how easy that is.
Yeah.
Or salad dressing dispenser, so it would look a little chunky. Ew.
Ew.
Blue cheese dressing shooting out of the head of the dick.
Used for salad tossing.
Yeah, it'll give a new meaning to tossing salad, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but long story short, this whole thing about wanting to ban sex toys is so archaic and ridiculous and completely unnecessary. And, you know, we have more things that we need to be concerned about in this nation than, you know, finding out whether or not we're using artificial genitalia to stimulate our real genitalia or, you know, whatever. So get a life. Congress, get a life.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Happy birthday to Billy. He's a Hugh Bear dad in Bear 411. He's a friend of mine in Houston area Bears, and he's part of the Bear Watch committee. Okay, so let me read his profile here. 6 feet, 240 pounds. Blue eyes, brown hair, average. Like guys, younger than 35 and slim to average. But this does not mean that I'm not attracted to other bears. I do have a partner. He's Shady Boy 848 on Bear 411. Yeah, he's a very nice guy, and I think the first time I saw him was Bear Watch last year. And he joined Houston Area Bears, and I'm glad to meet him at the club. So... Happy birthday again, Billy, and check out his profile at Bear 411. He's Hugh Bear Dad. How about some bear events, guys? Bear Watch 7 in Galveston, Texas, May 19th. That's our event. That's the Houston Area Bears bear event, and I'm part of the committee, and... I'll be happy, guys, to have you guys there. So each year, we have about 200 bears coming from all over the U.S. and come to Texas, in Galveston, actually. And, yeah, we provide lunch. We have a sit-down dinner and a pool party Saturday night, which is always fun. And the theme for this event is Bear Amazing Race. Just check out the website at HoustonAreaBears.com/BearWatch. Okay, let's go to Chicago, Illinois. Bear Pride 2006 on May 25th. Okay, so the host hotel will be Millennium Knickerbocker Hotel. Nice name for a hotel. So check out their website at www.bearpride.org. It's going to be on Memorial Day weekend, so it's a week after Bear Watch. Okay, so a lot of my friends are going there. People from Houston. So I guess people who are going to Bear Watch, then the week after, they're just going to go fly to Chicago, which is cool. All right. Oh, alongside with Bear Pride is International Mr. Leather 2006. And it says same date, May 25th. It's going to be for 5 days, yeah. The world's hottest leather men will come together to compete for the title of International Mr. Leather 2006 as IML celebrates its 20th anniversary. Wow. 28 years. Okay. So, from Thursday, May 25th through Monday, May 29th, 2006 Memorial Day weekend in Chicago. Palmer House Hilton, 17 East Monroe Street in Chicago, is the official host hotel for IML 2006. So for more information, check out the website at www.imrl.com. That's International Mr. Leather. Okay, how about going to Windsor, Ontario, Canada? It's Anything Goes. Call it Anything Goes. It's on May 26th. Okay, we're proud to announce our opening weekend with an exciting event. On May 26th, 27th, and 28th, Nori Acres Farm will be the place to visit. Starting Friday, May 26th, you will find an array of visitors who have a wide variety of interests, fetishes, and kinks. Men in uniforms, rubber, leather, jeans and t-shirts, sports gear, the list is endless. People into BDSM, spanking and cuddling. Interesting. And if you're into something, it's okay. So come on down. It's in Canada. Nice. Okay, check out the website, naughtyacres.com. Okay, I also checked out their website. Very interesting. They have a mud pit. Okay, I'm looking at the pictures. If you visit the website, nordyacres.com, and click on adult facilities, you'll see the mud pit. So you'll see the pictures of a guy in the mud. And actually, I think you can play in the mud with other bears here. So that would be interesting. So, okay, check out the website. Okay, another bear event. Bear Naked in Chicago, Illinois, May 26th. Just for 1 day, a play party to welcome friends, guests, and members to Memorial Day weekend in Chicago. Bears and leathermen from across the world are welcome to this play party kicking off the big weekend of events. No BNC membership or sponsorship needed. Leathers and fetish wear encouraged, but not required, as long as you keep either your ass or your dick or both exposed. Just keep it keep it hidden. Door opens for entry from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only. See the BNC website for more info. And their website is barenaked.org. So that's it for bear events. Oh, I should tell you guys about another event that's coming up that was given to me, this email to me by Jake in Salt Lake City. So I'm going to talk about it now, although it's pretty early, but it's best to register early. Okay, so it's Saturday, July 1st, Monday, July 3rd. It's Utah Bear Alliance's Ruckus 2006. Okay, so yeah, it should be fun. So there will be performers, Elijah Black, not Elijah Wood, Elijah Black will be playing at Charlie's Bar in Pocatello on Saturday, July 1st. And information on pricing and how to register will be at the website. So go to utahbears.com, okay? And check out the link for Ruckus 2006. Alright, so I guess those are the bear events.
The Bear Podcast. The podcast for bears and cubs. Oof. What a bear.
There's got to be a morning after.
Are you trying to kill the succubus?
Yes, pretty much, yes.
You have to sing it backwards.
For those of you who don't know what I'm making reference to, Poseidon comes out this weekend, the remake of the Poseidon Adventure, and that song that I performed was this awful song from the movie called The Morning After, and I actually just heard snippets of the soundtrack on iTunes this week, and fortunately and unfortunately, Fergie from Black Eyed Peas is in the movie, and she performs the song. She's not doing The Morning After, thank God, but the song that she is performing actually sounds like a song that Celine Dion would reject. And it's way beyond cheesy. So, but I've been looking forward to this movie ever since I saw the first trailer, and I'm going to be definitely there opening night for it, actually, to see it if I'm able to. So.
There's so many movies coming up.
Da Vinci Code. We got Poseidon this week. Next week we have two of them. We have Over the Hedge and the Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code. Yeah.
The week after that is X3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The week after that is Cars. Mm-hmm. Then I think we take a little breather, unless you really need to go see the breakup with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh,
that's
come on.
And then the next big one is Superman Returns.
I'm looking forward to that. Of course, I've been watching Smallville, so I want to see what's going to happen there.
And have you had a chance to see the new trailer that's debuted?
No, not yet. Oh,
There's a brand new trailer on QuickTime.com. Go look at it. The movie looks incredible.
Okay,
the movie
I'll check
looks
it
absolutely
out.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Then, of course, in July we have the sequel to the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And then a movie that'll probably become a new guilty pleasure for me comes out in August, and that's Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, okay. It's in August? I thought it's going to be July. It's August.
No, they're releasing it in August. So comes up August 11th, if I remember right.
So what else is going to be this coming weekend?
It's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. So shout out to all mothers there who's listening, if there are any mothers listening to the show.
I know. And if you are letting your mothers listen to this show, what's wrong with you?
Well, it's okay, I could just see
the moms right now. Honey, what's a rim job?
What's salad tossing?
What's this whole thing with wolf and grr?
Yeah, and what's a bear event? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so all of you people, don't forget about your moms. Call them, visit them, treat them out, send them flowers, things like that. So, yeah, I have to do that to my mom. I'll give her a call on Sunday.
Yeah, my mom will be hanging out with her cult. I mean, the Red Hatter Association, which is there anybody else out there whose mothers are a member of this organization? The Red Hatters Association is women who are 50 and older who go to events wearing red hats and purple dresses, and they stand out like sore thumbs, and they celebrate the fact that they're entering the third stage of their life, basically. And basically, I am woman who's in menopause, hear me roar. So
you're so mean.
I joke with her about it. I mean, it's great that, you know, it's great. It's a great way for her to socialize and everything, but I'm always saying, it's a cult. It's no different than grabbing a book called Dianetics and becoming a Scientologist. She's like, don't say that!
Oh, goodness.
I'm like, you wouldn't wear purple and red together outside in normal surroundings.
What's the difference doing it now? Why now? Yeah. Okay, so do you have any shout-outs on your side?
Well, I have a couple of shout-outs, actually. I have to give a shout-out to my honey, Chris. As of this recording, I guess we could say technically we're at the 15-day mark. It's getting really close. And I'm, like, looking at stuff that I still haven't packed yet and trying to figure out what I really want to keep and what I really want to bring. And, I mean, that's the final step. I mean, everything's all set. Everything is pretty much all set. So, and I can't wait to be back with them. 15 days. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Texas, the dildo-free state.
Exactly.
Okay.
I just hope Texas is ready for me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I just hope I'm ready for the humidity. So.
Oh, you'll be fine.
But, yeah, I just want to say to Chris that I know you're missing me right now. I'm missing you, too, and I really can't wait to be back with you. I love you. I love you.
That's new. I gotta put that in the end.
Did me?
That's new.
Oh, that's the new language that he and I have somehow developed. So, and for some reason, we understand what each other's saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Go fig, it's mushy. I actually have a serious shout-out now, all joking aside. I'd like to give a very special shout-out and condolences to Jason of BTalk. I don't want to go into too many details because I think that, you know, out of respect for him and stuff, and I'm pretty sure that they will talk about it on the show, but he lost a friend this week, and it apparently affected him pretty bad, and I just wanted to offer my condolences to him and to say that I know that you have a great support group of friends there with the BTalk boys, but if you do need other people to lean on and stuff like that, don't hesitate. Call upon me. I'm there for you.
Yeah. Jason, if you're listening to this, I extend my condolences to you. Okay.
How about you? Any shout-outs?
Let me see. Well, nothing much. Just, I already did one on during Wolf of the Bear. It's his birthday. Today it's Billy. So, happy birthday again. Happy birthday, Billy. Okay, so, all right. I have a
voicemail. Wait a minute. I have one more shout-out. Sorry. I can't believe I brain farted this one. Of course. Who else do I give a shout out to every week? Bear Wash.
Oh goodness, Bear Wash, of course.
I can't believe, of course, Bear Wash. You guys are probably sick of hearing me talk about that, but no, Bear Wash can be purchased at www.bearwash.com. This is again shampoo and conditioner that has been specifically designed for your beard or goatee, but it can be used as a regular shampoo and conditioner. It really works. I've been using it since IBR, and it really, really works. I highly recommend it. I have no problem in endorsing this product. If they want to make me their official spokesmodel, I have no trouble in that either. Hint, hint, hint. No, just kidding.
It's not, they're not but, sending us any. You should send me some.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so nice. I got an email, actually. Oh, shout out to Daddy Todd. Yeah, he was able to listen to the show.
Oh,
where he's in.
Is he still angry at me for blasting Utah?
No, I think he's okay now.
Okay.
Okay, so he emailed me about Bear Wash. He found unusual uses for Bear Wash, he says. He uses it as a shaving lubricant or, a shaving cream, something
like
that.
I've actually heard that, to be honest with you. I've heard that some people use it to shave.
Oh.
So I just found out last week that people use it for sunburn relief.
What? Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got SPF factor 30?
I guess.
Wow.
Oh, no, not sunburn. No, not as a sunburn lotion, you know, to before you go out in the sun. But if you get sunburned, you apply it to the sunburn, and it helps it, apparently. I guess it's all the vitamins and moisturizers and nutrients that's in there. It helps soothe the skin.
So it can be a shaving cream, conditioner for your hair, for your beard, for your pubes. It's now used for your skin. Oh, my goodness.
It also makes a great in-between meal snack. Just kidding.
I sure hope not. Okay, I have a special drunk dial that I got.
A drunk dial?
Yeah, okay. Let's
what see. Are we, the Don and Drew show?
I know. Okay, let me play it, okay?
Hey, Nard and Cali Bear, it's Big V Bear, and guess who I'm with? Baba Lee! We're in West Hollywood on Cinco de Mayo!
Fucking hey, there are horns everywhere. Hey, Babaloo, do you have any coke?
No, I wish I
would have brought bags of powdered sugar. That would have made about $300 tonight.
No fucking way. And I've just been hit on left and right. Oh my god, there's some long hairs here.
Oh, and fucking camo jump out. Fuck. Jesus.
What character's here tonight?
Wait, stop. What's the guy?
Oh my god.
They were talking about being picked up and seeing camel toes. Oh my god.
I was going to say, did I hear camel toes?
Yeah. I think Babaloo did say camel toes.
Oh, god. Ah, booze takes a dull party and makes it better.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Vito and Babaloo.
I don't know if they were drunk or not, but you know what? That was great. That's That was definitely funny.
It was Cinco de Mayo, so it would be safe to assume that they have been
enjoying
drinking.
The cerveza.
Yeah, that's right.
Cinco de Mayo, or as it was known by alcoholics that past Friday.
All right, so let me see. Yeah, shout out to Vito and Babalu. Thank you for the drunk dial.
And I also want to give out a special belated happy birthday to Babalu's partner.
Oh, yeah. can't remember that. You almost screwed up that episode.
Yeah, so I know that Babalu did all sorts of special stuff for his partner, which was really sweet.
And, yeah, it's very sweet, Babalu. Very nice. Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to wish him a happy belated birthday. So happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul. Belated happy birthday.
Yes. And I just realized that, like, in the next couple of weeks, this will be the last time I'll be podcasting in California.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I will be truly an ex-Cali Bear, and that's kind of freakish, to be honest with you. I can't believe that I'm moving already, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm kind of excited.
All right.
Just to let everybody know that, a couple of more things. In case you don't know, next week is the finale. Actually, not the finale, but the very last episode ever of Will and Grace.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I intend on watching this. I haven't been paying attention for the last couple of seasons, but I do intend on watching this. I've had my complaints about the show kind of being like a gay minstrel show, but let's face it, Will and Grace is the show that kicked the door down for gay characters on television.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Gay characters went from being the butt end of the joke to being the ones telling the joke, thanks to Will and Grace. So for that, it's a landmark series. So I definitely intend on watching this series.
Yeah, I'll TiVo it. I'll record it somehow. Mm-hmm.
And one more thing. Next week on the show, if we can get around to it, because I'm pretty sure you're going to be talking about Bear Watch the entire time. we're also going to do a little bit of a follow-up on the topic that we discussed about last week. We got some good responses about whether or not the bear community has become trendy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, we'll talk about that probably in the next show. Mm-hmm.
And if you still have some opinions that you want to let us know about, you know, call us, email us, and let us know, and we'll discuss them on the show. So that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Again, my new email is xcalibertx, all one word, @yahoo.com. You can also contact me at BearDar. My ID at BearDar is xcalibert. And to let everybody know, I do have a brand new account on Bear411. So if you want to contact me on Bear411 as well, I am there. My identification on Bear411 is the same as my email without the @yahoo.com part. It's xcalibertx.
Mm. What happened to Excalibur? You just deleted it?
Well, Excalibur...
Oh, no, EDG5574. That's right.
Yes, EDG5574 no longer exists. So I figure since I'm getting ready to move, might as well just start anew. So.
All right. So, guys, if you get the chance, just email me. bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Leave a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Pretty easy to remember. And if you leave a voice message or any drunk dials.
Oh, yes. If you want to call us drunk, bring it on. We love that. So.
Yeah, so we'll be able to play it in the show. Okay, so also visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. Leave the leave comments on the website and sign the Frapper map if you get the chance. Subscribe by iTunes. There's a link there that says subscribe by iTunes. And you can find us as Bear Podcast in the podcast directory of iTunes. Okay? Okay, that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Java!